from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A few months ago, a lot of us wondered if we would ever see this day during the pandemic. As of today, the Porcupine Health Unit region has zero active cases of COVID-19. That's because no positive tests came back over Thanksgiving, and last week's one remaining case in Timmins is now resolved. Ontario's NDP leader is on the attack over capacity limits for what she calls big fish. Andrea Horvath says Premier Doug Ford is playing favorites by allowing stadiums and theaters to operate at full capacity.
It's pretty disappointing once again to see Doug Ford, help out his buddies, the big fish, while the little guys are left to suffer once again.
Horvath says Ford needs to explain to restaurant and bar owners who are operating under strict capacity limits why a pop and a burger are safer in an arena than their establishments. On Friday night, the province announced the expanded capacity limits for larger venues where proof of vaccination is required. Major General Danny Fortin must use a military grievance process to fight his removal as head of Canada's vaccine program. The judge who issued today's ruling sided with government lawyers that his request for a judicial review did not meet the requirement of exceptional circumstances. Fortin was fired from his post with the Public Health Agency of Canada amid allegations of sexual misconduct. He was charged last month for an incident dating back to the late 1980s. A CD recorded by bassist Lee Holmes of Iroquois Falls and two of his friends from Vancouver will be officially launched next month. Release parties are set for November 4th in the Falls, the next day in Timmins, and the day after that in Haileybury. Holmes is best known in the area for playing with the Hurtin' Blues Band at about 10 Porquis Blues Festivals, but Venice at Night is more than blues.
So it's not just straight blues, it's sort of more rock-influenced roots and R&B.
The band is called the Beauty Tones after the Home Hardware paint brand. Holmes used to own Iroquois Falls Home Hardware. Let's test your knowledge of Timmins history now with another trivia question from Director Curator Karen Bachman of the Timmins Museum.
Timmins Town Hall, located on Algonquin Boulevard, was opened in 1922, 1938, 1944, or 1912.
The answer and the answer to our earlier question about which mine had $41,000 worth of gold stolen in 1938 are both on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.